Saturday morning on Newstalk ZB, 13 minutes to 10. You're with Jack Tame through to 12 o'clock midday. Nikki Wicks is with us this morning. Kia ora, Nikki.
Yeah, morena. How are you, Jack?
I'm very good, thank you. I learned something new about you today. I did not know that you are not someone who drinks alcohol.
I'm not. Look, I did used to drink alcohol. I was very good at it.
Yeah.
Because I went to the University of Otago.
So, of course, I was
a champion. But then around about 40, a little bit like Guy and Espada, after one too many hangovers, I just went, are you serious? Like, when are you going to stop? And I stopped just like that.
Wow.
I was very lucky. I was able to stop just like that. And it's been one of the best things I've done in my whole life, I've got to say.
Good for you. Really
great. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you get to feel smug.
Well, that's what we all want, isn't it? Just that, those feelings of smugness. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, I shouldn't make it sound easy because it isn't easy in social situations. People are always asking you why you don't drink or, you know, why you're not drinking and all that sort of thing. And but once you get a handle on it and make some nice drinks to take along to whatever you're doing, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the interesting thing, isn't it? I think, you know, increasingly people are looking to drink less or are looking to stop drinking altogether. And actually having some alternatives when it comes to those social situations can make a little bit of that tension in the social space a bit easier.
Absolutely.
It's really important. And you know, also just for those social occasions, you know, to have a bit of a treat sometimes. It's not necessarily a bad thing. So you've got a couple of delicious sounding but somewhat sugary sounding alternatives. That's not a bad thing.
Okay.
We've been talking sugary drinks this morning. Well, the only other options we've had are creaming soda, and then Andrew Saville was working the line in a Christchurch fizzy drinks factory when they first got the contract for Pepsi. So that was very exciting. You are lifting things to another level for us this morning.
Look, I am. Creaming soda, now there's a drink. Look, I'm going to talk us through a raspberry shrub, which you're right, is pretty laden with sugar. But I want to make it really clear that we're making a syrup that we then dilute with soda water.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not so bad. And, you know, alcohol itself has tons of sugar in it. So, you know. It's all one and the same,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And goodness knows I love a Fanta now and again when I'm travelling overseas. Oh, nothing good. Like it. Anyway, shrubs. Shrubs are a kind of fruity, vinegary drink. They don't taste particularly vinegary. They've just got a tang to it, which is really lovely. And I think a really nice alternative to an alcoholic drink because you've got that same sort of fermented flavour that we all love in alcohol drinks. So look, in a bowl, all you do is take equal parts of fruit and sugar. And I've used raspberries. You can use frozen or fresh raspberries. Let's take 450, maybe a couple of little of those pottles. Take a cup of caster sugar. Yes, it does sound like a lot, but wait. And then throw a little cloth over it and leave it to sit for 48 hours or so. So a couple of days, and just turn it, stir it every now and again. And what you'll find is that all of that syrup starts to form around the fruit, starts to draw some of those sugars out of the fruit as well. Drain off the fruit, and you can then use the fruit for ice cream, smoothies, anything like that. It's absolutely gorgeous. Oh. And then put about the same amount by weight or by volume of what you've got in the syrup with red wine vinegar. You could use apple cider vinegar, but red wine vinegar is just slightly smoother. And you mix that together, and then you just pour that into sterilized bottles or jars and seal it for, you know, 2 or 3 days before tasting it. Add a bit more vinegar if you like. Maybe if it's too tart, add a bit of sugar, but I never need to. And then to make a shrub, oh, so good. Get yourself a lovely tall glass, throw some ice in it, pour some of that syrup in, maybe a tablespoon, maybe two, and then top it up with soda water. And Jack, unbelievably good.
Oh, that
just
sounds so good.
So refreshing.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just a little bit of tartness, really. Take the edge off, but in a different way, in a non-alcoholic way.
Yeah,
you've also got a fojito, like a mojito option for us. Now, go through this quite quickly
if you can.
And we'll make sure it's up on the website as well.
Okay. Love a mojito. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You can do without the rum, I promise you. Make a sugar syrup by simmering half a cup of brown sugar with about a quarter of a cup of water for 6 or 8 minutes. It should just start to bubble a little bit lazily. Let it cool down. Smash some mint, either in a food processor or a mortar or pestle, with about 2 teaspoons of raw sugar. Use tons and tons of mint in there. And then in a jug, or divide it into individual glasses, swizzle together that sugar syrup that you've made, the smashed mint, and some soda, lots of lime juice, maybe about a quarter cup of lime juice, lots of ice. Garnish it with some fresh lime and some slices or wedges, and more of that fresh mint, and you've got yourself the most amazing fojito.
Yeah, oh, so refreshing,
really,
eh? Yeah,
honestly, yeah, it's
taste
fantastic.
Of summer. Hey, thank you so much.
Big hint to people who are trying not to drink, though. Just don't tell people you're not drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
We've known each other for 8 years. We never knew, did we?
Yeah, that's it. And I just love you even more. Thank you so much.
We will see you.